You're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The City of Vancouver has just been recognized as the second most unaffordable city to reside in out of a survey of 325 cities. These metropolitan housing markets in Canada, the US, Australia, Hong Kong, and elsewhere were surveyed by the Demographic International Housing Affordability Survey. The brunt of this affordability crisis is faced by renters, who make up more than half of Vancouver's population. We'll take a closer look now at how this crisis has manifested itself for renters, the political and economic actors involved, and how renters are fighting back. We spoke with organizer Nathan Crompton of the newly formed Vancouver's Renters Union. That group is taking the popular model of the labor union and applying it to tenancy lease. But first, the most recent example of renters standing up to predatory landlords made headlines last week. Residents at a non-profit affordable seniors housing complex stage a protest at their building doors. The protest was against the management's decision to apply for government permission to increase rent for residents by 45%. Red Eye producer Peter Driftmeyer sat down with Andy Lai to speak about this. Andy is a resident at the Mount Pleasant Housing Society, a nonprofit complex established by the Mount Pleasant Lions Club. Peter began by asking him how residents were first made aware of the 45% rent increase threat.
Actually, we found it by just a notice slip under our door, not by the landlords, but it's a notice from the residential tenancy branch instructing us that there will be a telephone conference at a certain date at a certain time. And in that notice, there was an application from the landlord, which is Lions Manor, applying for a 45% increase in rent. The reason given was that the rental rate should reflect the rates within this geographical area. That's how we came to know about. It was no contact with the landlords. It was strictly a notice from the residential tenancy branch.
And the landlords, the Lions Manor, wants to increase it by 45% in order to match the cost of market housing in the rest of the neighborhood?
That is correct. That's the reason given. Over here it says, I have it in front of me, it says, after the rent increase permitted by the regulation, the rent for the rental unit or suite is significantly lower than the rent payable to other rental units or sites similar to and in the same geographical area as a rental unit or site.
But that's also comparing this non-profit affordable housing complex to what the market is, the private market.
This is correct. I mean, they should be comparing the rents of a non-profit organization to another non-profit organization within the geographical area, rather than comparing with the market, which is like comparing apples and oranges.
When you've been talking to the other residents in the building since you found out about this, what do people say that how this increase in rent will impact their lives?
Oh, they're terribly distraught of such a big increase. Because most of us are low-income pensioners, seniors, and disabled. And quite a number of us in this building go to the food banks. And an increase of 45% will take up about 50% of their income. Plus, they have to pay for their medication, they pay for their telephone and the hydro, which means going to the supermarket and buying food that are past the expiry date. You have to look for these kinds of things, right? And you couldn't live like a normal person, you know. It is it's difficult to find something in the private market that that is geared to 30% of your income, like what we are having, what we are getting from our, you know, pension income, is almost none out in the private market that is geared to affordable rentals for seniors. Right now, I cannot imagine how we could spend 50% of our income on rent and yet live, you know, within our reasonable limits.
How is the government allowing it? Like, they applied to the Residential Tenancy Board to be allowed to do this. Does that mean that any landlord can just ask for special permission?
Yes, because, you know, there's a new clause in the Residential Tenancy Act saying that the landlords can increase their rent to keep abreast of the housing market. Yeah, so there's no protection at all. I mean, housing always goes up in Vancouver, and the part of the inflation is because of rents, and you're allowing inflation upon inflation. I mean, this doesn't make sense. You have your rents that goes up, which is a part of inflation, and on top of that, you give an extra bonus on inflation. Yeah, to me, it doesn't make sense.
So under Mount Pleasant Lions International, it's a non-profit, and many non-profits have to have some kind of democratic process. Do you feel that the residents here are able to pursue talking with the non-profit management in a democratic way, that you can have a say in stopping this?
No. I frankly don't even know who these people are. I have never seen them. They held their meetings under closed doors, you know, and they don't associate with us. I mean, they don't try to, you know, be social with us. So we do not know who they are. All I know is that there is a president and a secretary. That's all. And our dealings are mainly with the manager of the building. As a non-profit organization, I believe they are also exempt from tax. Yeah. So the question of making a profit out of rents, to me, is almost a contradiction. They're supposed to be non-profit under the umbrella of tax exemption.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in stopping the rent increase, and maybe you have something you'd like to say to other people listening.
Yeah, thank you for your good wishes. But I only wish that our politicians, the people that we elected in Parliament, in the City Council, will do something to protect us. We are the renters, you know, we elected them into office, and we are sheep, and they are our shepherds that we don't expect them to lay down their lives for us, but just remember to shut the gate so that, you know, we don't get ravaged by the wolves.
That was Andy Lai speaking with Red Eye's Peter Driftmeier.